Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. My name is Sharon Feckety, founder of 13th Avenue Media, which this show is powered by. And alongside me, as always, is the lovely Amanda Payne, CEO and president of Amplify Clearwater. Say hello to the audience, Amanda.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Very happy that we're all here together. And I'm very, very proud of the person I'm going to be presenting to you today and all of the great work that they're doing. Jennifer Strasick is the executive director of Alpha House of Pinellas County. And we are so glad you're here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Glad to be here.
Yay. So for those of us, well, me not included, but there are many, I'm sure, that are not familiar with Alpha House, can you give us a little background about what Alpha House is and how you serve our community?
Sure. Alpha House is the only transitional housing program for homeless women and babies age 14 to 41, currently in the state of Florida. Our clients are abused and human trafficked, and they can stay with us, for various lengths of stay, depending on what age they are when they come into the community. What's very unique about Alpha House is that it's been around 42 years and was started, by a local family, in the community, that felt there was a need back then, originally had a house downtown St. Pete with like 8 beds across from Maz Brothers when Maz Brothers used to be there. And then they upgraded to the location that we're at now.
That's wonderful. So Jennifer, give us a little bit of insight as to who can actually go to Alpha House. I mean, I really want to get down to, you know, there's so many people, especially now, Amanda and I often talk on this show about the silver lining of the pandemic. It hasn't been a silver lining anywhere found, not even a thread. Not everybody is happy in their homes. There's been a lot of domestic abuse. Obviously, we're hearing all the time about human trafficking. So for anybody that is listening, that knows somebody that might be in a space where they don't know about Alpha House, what would it take for somebody to be able to get in there? What is the process?
Well, we have two different groups of girls. So we're unique because we do age 14 to 41. So if you're between 14 and 17, not yet 18, you're going to come to us from being put into the foster care system. And those are the predominant human trafficking victims. They're neglected by a family member, somebody that was supposed to be taking care of them. They end up, running the streets and then victimized by, either an older gentleman or a trafficker. And so then, somehow they get reported and they get put in the foster care system. And then because we are the only ones in, the state of Florida that allows the length of stay, most people know where to locate us. And definitely all the foster care agencies know. The main goal is obviously to get girls safe. They can come to us if they're pregnant or if their baby's under 9 months. And a lot of times they'll move them from Miami, which is a hot spot for human trafficking. Actually, Tampa and Miami toddle back and forth with who's on top in that area. For the adult population, which is 18 and older, they just call us on their own. And they are just adults. They are adults that were, teenagers, a lot of them in the foster care system as well. They just aged out or never went in the foster care system, but were never taken care of by, you know, anybody or loved the right way. And then became a victim of abuse, you know, from, you know, somebody that they, you know, were in a relationship with and they thought they were going to have their own family, or trafficked as well. So it's a variety of ways that, that they definitely come to us.
So being Alpha House, is it just a house or is it a place where somebody can get some counseling or medical services? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we provide a lot. We definitely are thinking about the whole person when they're in our program. So it is a, it's a house, it's a home. We all say home to them as well, so that they, you know, feel like they belong to something. But they have their own room with, you know, a twin bed and everything that they need for them and their baby. We have a counselor that's on site, so they get weekly therapy to work on mental health issues and parenting goals. We have two case managers, and each girl is assigned to a case manager that helps them get to all the doctor's appointments for them and their baby, not just medical, dental, vision. Also make sure pre-pandemic that they are either in school or working. We really push education as much as possible, but everybody's at a different stage when they come to us. So, and we also have groups that we provide from the counselor internally, their trauma groups, for the girls to learn, you know, how to manage their traumatic experiences in life. And the ultimate goal is to make them understand their worth, you know, so their self-esteem, help them break the cycle of abuse with their own children so it doesn't continue, help them with their mental health as much as possible, help them be educated as much as possible, and get them permanent housing. So we're trying to tackle a lot, and which is why it's important that they get to stay with us as long as they do.
Yeah. So is there a time limit? Is there an expiration date of how long they can stay?
Yeah, there is. So the minors that can come in, they're allowed to stay till they're 18, till they age out, because I mean, a minor cannot sign a lease on their own, nor should they. Mm-hmm. So they are with us. They potentially could be with us a very long time. The adults ideally are 24 months after their baby's born. So 2 years is their program length. So, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to stay that long. Everybody's in a different space. Some people will stay 7 to 8 months. Some people, you know, everyone's different on how long they need to stay.
Sure. So I know that Alpha House is now a current member of Amplify Clearwater, a pretty new member. And I do know that there's a lot of fundraising that needs to happen in order to make this continue and have this place that's been around for over 40 years, this wonderful service to families in distress right now. Amanda, and you're very lucky, I would say, to have a camaraderie with somebody like Amanda, who heads up Amplify Clearwater, because I know she has such a great passion behind human trafficking. And what one of the things that I've always loved about Amplify Clearwater is that they're not afraid to have hard conversations. And there have been many discussions about mental health and human trafficking and the likes. This is, you know, the only way to break any kind of stigma is to continue having the conversations, to try to normalize something that might be so uncomfortable. So Amanda, I'm quite sure that you are pleased to have Alpha House now as a current member of Amplify Clearwater.
Absolutely. And we're glad to, you know, partner and look for ways. You know, I consider a chamber, any chamber in their community, the glue of that community, the glue that binds. You know, we bind the business community together, we lift up and support the business community. The business community also looks to give back to the community that gives so much to them. And so we're kind of that connectivity, that tissue between the business community you know, and the other parts and facets among our community that need our business owners, that need the resources and support that, that the business community provides to our community, but also in turn, that philanthropic community feeds the business community. So I love that the Chamber is right in the middle of that and able to kind of to be that resource to help make those connections and be that tie that binds our community together. So we're excited to have you, and thank you so much for being a part of Amplify.
Thank you so much for having me. Where I'm very excited as well to be, you know, a part of something big. I've seen a lot of advertisements, and a lot of, you know, Mike from Habitat will often post as well. And so I'm glad
we love to be Mike.
Something bigger. Great. He's a big supporter of Alpha House as well. He comes to all of our events. You know, it's just great to support each other.
Sure. So this show is all about amplifying your business, your mission. So what can we do as a community to help Alpha House?
You know, the community, surprisingly enough, has been very supportive during this whole pandemic. And you know, I was trying to figure out where is all that coming from, you know, with everybody, all of us being in crisis. And I think it's because people, you know, it brought people down to a different level, right? In their thought process of what's important in life, right? With all what we're going through. So, you know, to continue to support Alpha, you know, we can always use diapers. We're always desperate for diapers. That's a continuous thing. You know, obviously monetary donations, we are, getting ready to have, big golf tournament on May 7th at the Bardmore Country Club. So, if anybody is interested in coming out and social distancing and golfing, and, you know, all proceeds go directly back to the program, you know, that would be great. And, you know, we also have a group, a new group that I created last year called the Blooming Butterflies. And it is a dynamic group right now of 17 women that are, a lot of them are business owners. Some of them, they're all professional women, but some of them are business owners. And their job is to, decorate for the holidays for the girls, bring things for birthdays. If we need a room, some TLC in a room, you know, they'll come in and do that. You know, if you're interested in joining that group, you will not be disappointed. It's just a lovely group of women. They just did a whole thing for Easter for the girls, and it's really nice.
That's wonderful. I love the name, Blooming Butterflies. It speaks to all of that change that can occur. It's wonderful.
Right. Transformation.
So yes, big transformation. So tell us before we let you go today, Jennifer, the question that I've been asking a lot of our guests on the show is it's a loaded question. This is what I've heard every time I ask it. And there's no wrong answer, of course.
That's okay.
But what did 2020 teach you?
2020 taught me that life is short, that spending time with your loved ones, your friends, your people that are special to you is way more valuable than anything that you can buy. And at the end of the day, when we all and still all, you know, had nothing to do but stay quarantined to stay safe, you know, it just brought you back down to really what matters in life. And that's like I mentioned, relationships. And my goal is, you know, my hope is that people continue that even after the pandemic, and they, you know, stay grounded, you know, and this is what this means. And yeah.
Yes. I hope we never forget.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I don't think we could actually.
I don't think it's possible. But, you know, we're not the only ones that lived through a pandemic. It's just our turn. So
that's right. It's our turn. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're a member of Amplify Clearwater. I know Amanda is as well. And we're so grateful that you are doing as much as you are for our women out there. And we really are, you know, we're all better together. So whatever anybody can do out there to help Alpha House, I strongly encourage you to check out the information that we have in the show notes to reach out to Jennifer and her staff and send some diapers. Most things are expensive, right?
We need the
pediatric community involved and send some diapers. Thank you so much for being here, Jennifer.
Thank you, Sharon. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, @AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.